Well, hey there. It's Deb, the Horoscope Lady, and this is a sidereal astrology show, so I ask you every week, do you know where your planets are? For instance, the Sun is in Scorpio, but it just got to Scorpio. Didn't get to Scorpio a while ago. It just got there, about November 16th, and it'll be there all the way to December 15th. Jupiter is at the end of Scorpio. Pluto's in Sagittarius. Neptune is in Capricorn. Uranus is in Aquarius. The Moon just got to Pisces. Mars is retrograde in Gemini, and Saturn is in Leo. Venus is in Virgo, and Mercury is in Libra. If that doesn't make any sense to you whatsoever, listen in, and you'll see where it can be applied to your life. That's a good thing. Let me see here. I've been on BBS Radio now since last February, and I just moved from Wednesday mornings to Monday evenings, so I'm new to a lot of you listeners out there, but certainly not new to the radio or to BBS. Yes, we have our first caller this evening. What's your name, dear?
Mark.
Mark? Hi, Mark. Okay. Let me see. Do you know what sidereal astrology is?
Pisces.
No.
Oh.
Okay. That's not necessary. Mark, let me have your birth information.
Okay. 312. March 12th.
March 12th of what year?
67.
Okay, do you know what time you were born?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. and the place of birth.
What do you mean by place? Hospital?
No, I don't need that. City and state.
City and state?
Yes.
Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Why my computer is popping that up? What question do you have this evening?
What insight do you see as far as career for me in, say, the next 90 days?
Okay, career-wise, right? Okay. First of all, like I said, I am a sidereal astrologer, and what that means is I actually look at planets with the background being the constellations. Now, all the Vedic astrologers do this, and NASA does this, astronomers do this, but people in the West traditionally, have not been doing this. So, for instance, if you were born March 12th of any year, let alone 1967, the Sun was still in Aquarius. It was in 28 degrees of Aquarius physically when you were born. So I'm going to talk to you like you're in Aquarius and with Mercury in Aquarius. Okay, now you're looking for career things in the next 90 days. Let me see here. Well, I'll tell you what's been going on, and it started in September. You have been getting awards or thank yous or people, attaboys for things you've done in the past. So if you are applying for either a promotion or a different type of job, but you've had something in that field, you've done something already, and now you just want to move to a next level, it's there. People are, they're trying to give you that. It's like, okay, we know this guy. We know his work. Now, I can tell you, since June of this year, life has gotten, you have a heck of a lot more responsibilities than what you've had. And, in some ways, it's a lot tougher. But, it's kind of a good thing because it's sort of forced you to say, okay, I have got to get my tush in gear and do something and really make it count now. So have you applied for another job? Are you looking for a job? What are you doing with that?
Looking.
You're looking. Well, keep looking. And look in a field where you've had experience in the past or you've got education in that area, that you've done something extracurricular, because people are ready right now to just, say thank you for, like, all the hard work you have done in the past and do that. So do you want any more clarifications? Let me see.
Do you see a move, a relocation out of the area that I'm in now?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I'm thinking very much, after Thanksgiving, for the next 13 months, I can see you moving somewhere, and it'll be some place that, it's like when you get there, it's like, wow, why haven't I been here for years? And you'll feel, you just feel more like you're enjoying the people around you, and the society and what's offered socially around you a lot.
Do you see
more.
That move being within the U.S. or international?
That I can't tell you. It will be, you know, because it's so funny. A lot of times you can literally move 20 miles away, and it's like moving to a different country because the culture and the people are so different. I see it is, it's going to be wherever it is much more social, and you're going to feel like, you know, just, you know, you're pretty gregarious anyway, but, you know, it just, you will just be so much part of the, that community, and you'll be like, wow, you know, why haven't I been here before? And, you know, the time wasn't right, so to speak. And if you do this, I think your midlife crisis, which astrologically comes up at, you know, about the same time it does for everybody else, around 42, if you make these sweeping changes now, then your so-called midlife crisis is going to be a breeze.
Okay.
And it's going to be like, wow, you know, this is just great. So there you go.
All right. Thank you much.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, well, like I was saying, I am a sidereal astrologer, and that means I look at planets a little bit differently than the tropical astrologers. Tropical astrologers base their constellations, I guess, or they base their signs on the season. So the first day of spring is the first day of Aries, the first day of summer is the first day of Cancer, the first day of autumn is the first day of Libra, and the first day of winter is the first day of Capricorn, and they split everything else up. And I did that, too. I did that, for about 15 years, and for the last 20 years, I have been doing astrology this way, looking at these zodiacs, and I can just tell you without a doubt, it is so much more accurate. It surprises me still to this day. It's like, wow, you know, you can pinpoint stuff not only in people's lives, at the areas of their life so much better, but timing is so much better. For explanations as to why I look at, deeper explanation as to why I look at the zodiac through sidereal eyes, so to speak, you can go to Search by the Stars at searchbythestars.com and go up under free stuff and then go to the book excerpts. And then under the book excerpts, you will find Sidereal Astrology is My Tomato, and that is chapter 14 out of my book, Gift Giving by the Stars. And you can read, it's a short little chapter, as to why I look at the planets the way I do. Yes, caller, may I have your name, please?
Yes, my first name is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Life is good. It's pretty darn cold here, but it's November, you know.
Would you like Jim or James is on my birth certificate?
No. I'm not like Allison, who was on before me, who's wonderful, but she does numerology, sidereal. You know what? You could actually give me an alias. It does not matter. But okay. I do need your correct birthday. That I do need.
My birth date is 6/8/65.
You know the time?
Oh. Not exactly, but it was around lunchtime.
Is lunch 12 or is lunch 1 o'clock?
It was Atlantic time, not Eastern time, so it was around, I would say around 12:30.
No. Give me the time, because I'm going to ask you the place after that. So give me the time where it was in the world.
Like Eastern time?
No. Where?
Oh, okay. Where, I gotcha.
Local time.
Yeah, I don't have the exact time. They just told me around lunchtime, so I'm going to say around 12:15, but it's not exact.
That's fine. And where in the world was it?
This was in Wolfville, Nova Scotia, Wolfville, in eastern Canada.
Okay. I'm typing as fast as my fingers will let me. There we go. Okay, and what is your question now?
Do you see me moving next year, or what major changes, because I'm unemployed and I'm single right now, so I think there's going to be a lot.
You could use the major changes.
Yeah, this year was a little bit out of control, so I think next year is going to be more on track for me.
Okay. Let me see. First of all, anyone born June 8th of 1965 or any year, the sun was still in Taurus. When you were born, the sun was at 24 degrees of Taurus. It had not left the constellation Taurus yet. And, you know, if you think of yourself, yes, you do have that Venus in Gemini, so you do like the things Geminis are supposed to like, but you are basically a Taurus. You are practical, you got this big shoulders that, you know, everybody says, if I need something done, I can go to this guy and he will get it done. Okay. All right. I know things got tougher, just like the caller before, and this has to do with the time of your birth, not necessarily the day of your birth. Things got tougher for you in June, okay? And it's like so much pressure, and it's like, man, you know, I don't mind responsibility and all that, but this is just ridiculous. It's that kind of feeling. Job change. I'm looking for dates. I know, let me look to see, because I know everything is going to change pretty darn rapidly when it does, and it will free you up. Is there some reason you have to stay in the area that you're in, or is it just habit?
Well, yeah, I've been here a while. I'm in South Florida. I've been here a while, but I have a six-year-old son that lives with his mother, but I would come back, but thinking of going to Costa Rica, check that area out. Something's calling me to go down there, but I don't know. I wouldn't stay too long.
Yeah, because you don't look, you know, kids are important, and that's it. Okay. As it gets closer to, you know, the end of this calendar year and going into 2008, you'll start getting a lot of different opportunities, but you'll also kind of get this feeling, and maybe that's where this Costa Rica thing is coming from. You're going to get this feeling of, I don't know, it's sort of like there's an expansion to it, but it's there's an optimism that goes along with it. And there's nothing wrong with that optimism. It's wonderful. The only thing I would caution you to do is, you know, before you leap, you know, kind of say, all right, is this everything it's cracked up to be? And kind of run a list for yourself one way or the other for how that's going, you know, just how that's going to play out. That is the only thing, because I can see you spending more money than what you need to be spending. I can see you, you know, just doing things that at the time it's like, oh, this sounds like a lot of fun. And then, you know, not, you know, turning around and saying, wow, that was not the best move I've made in my life. You know, not disastrous, but not the best either. Again, you're going to have these kind of changes that are going to blow what you think is your stable environment, which is, you know, how stable can it be, is kind of out of the water. And the changes will happen very quickly. So I see a job offer coming that might very well just take you out of the area. But I would wait for the job offer first, as opposed to going and looking at it. What do you do for a living, or what do you like doing?
Right now I'm not doing anything. I'm just taking time off to explore in new opportunities. I worked in a restaurant for a long time, but I follow financial things very closely, the dollar and the economy, and I just want to work for myself and be free and not get into that 9-to-5. I just feel I can do something on my own, but I'm not so good at making decisions. But I think things will fall in place. I just want to be independent and work for myself. I need to make some money, yeah, but I'm not that material where it has to be like, I don't want to be a slave to material things. That's not me.
Okay, well, let me suggest then, because this is what, these are the talents I see in your chart that you're really good at. You are, it's funny you say, okay, I understand you don't want to be a slave to material things, but the fact is, you do like to keep busy. You do like to work. And it's like, okay, I did this all day, and now I see something produced for it. I see a result for my work, you know, kind of thing. And that's part of who you are. And what you can do, what you have this amazing talent to do, is to see things and improve on it, which is a really nice talent, actually. Have you thought of a franchise? And yes, you'd have to work really hard to, once you got, you know, get it started, but then you wouldn't have to, and it would free you up to go do things. If you were in the restaurant trade, there are plenty of, and fun things, like ice cream franchises, you know, so you can have a good time with it, and it doesn't have to be, people coming in, you know, being fussy and demanding or whatever. I can just see you. I know you want to travel. I know you want to do all that stuff. But if you did your money part first, then you could spend lots of time traveling and do whatever the heck you want to that way.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. I can see things and improve on. I see the overall picture very well. And
yeah.
I feel like I can give people a lot of good advice, and I just want to be more of an activist and wake people up on what's going on with everything, you know, with vaccinations and what's going on with the dollar, and everybody's just, the government's just lying to us left and right. But I don't see myself getting into a franchise. I don't want that responsibility. I've been in the restaurant business, and it is a racket. It is such a hard thing to do nowadays, finding help, and the rent is getting so expensive, and these food items are really expensive to pay for, you know, the
okay,
inflation.
Okay, well, I heard you groan when I said that, okay? I've actually heard you groan over the air. But I'm looking at a chart of a man who has got these exceptional practical talents. And if you've got, do you know who Reverend Ike is?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Okay, Reverend Ike is, for those who don't know, he's a kind of an evangelistic, I guess, type of preacher who's been around, and African American, and you know, work with that community. And what he used to say, and one of the things he used to say that I absolutely loved, was the best thing you could do for poor people is not be one of them. So if you want to, and I would love to see you not only following the dollar, but how about teaching kids about, okay, this is what the financial market's really like, and make it real for them. Or talking about vaccinations, and get that message out there. It's a lot easier to do if you got deep pockets, and you don't have to worry about, you know, getting on a plane to go somewhere to do this or set up a program to do it. Let me suggest this. Between now and the 1st of January, spend some time thinking about what you value and the people in your life that you value and what you can do for a living that would also keep those people in your life.
Okay.
I just think about it, and I'm telling you, by, you know, January 1st, 2008, I think if you do that, these ideals will flood in, and you'll be able to hop on them and say, okay, this is what I really want to do.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll focus on that. The star is saying anything relationship-wise?
Relationship, actually, yes. And I think it'll be tied up with relationship quite a bit. There is someone out there who is attracted to you, and you may, you know, she may say something, or you may say something to that person, by the middle of December. But you already know this person. They're there.
Okay.
So that's it, and yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like I can just see it now. It's like, okay, let's run off to Costa Rica and have some fun, you know.
I appreciate your time. You gave me a lot of stuff to think on. Thanks so much.
Sure enough. Have a great evening.
Have
Bye.
A good holiday. Thank you. Now.
Bye. Oh, that was funny. Okay. Let me see. I know, and that is oftentimes I have been doing astrology now for, over 30 years, and I have been doing radio in one form or another on a regular basis for more than 4 years. And yes, occasionally I tell a listener something they do not particularly, like, oh man, I don't want to hear that, or I don't want to do that. But you know, I have just found over and over, and it's not that I'm never wrong. I mean, I'm not saying that. It's like, yes, I can be wrong. Certainly, I am human. I have that right. I have found more often or not, it's just somebody's not in a place where they're like, oh, man, I'm so tired of what I've been doing. I just don't want to hear, you know, that. I want to go do something else. You know, I want to grow up and be something different. Part of what's going on with men right now is called Mars retrograde. Now, Mars is, is a planet in the sky. He's a reddish kind of planet out there, the god of war, and certainly a more masculine planet. Yes, caller, I know you're there, but let me finish with this. Particularly if you're male, you're going to want to hear this. When Mars goes retrograde, and Mars does this about every 2 years, all the men on the planet, very little ones, very old ones, the whole gamut, they start getting in touch with their feelings. And it's like, you know, this doesn't feel right. I want to do something different. And during this time, it's a cathartic time. It's a cleansing time. It's a time where you can turn around and look at your life and be reflective, and it's very nice. But it's not the best time in the world to make a lot of decisions because you're not thinking the way you normally do. Okay. Caller, yes, may I have your name?
Yes, Molly.
Oh, Molly, hi. Okay, so you're a woman. Oh, there you go. But I tell you what, if you have...
That's interesting anyway.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, and this is what I do tell women this in general. This is a time where you can ask your dad, your husband, your son, your brother, any male you can think of in your life, how do you feel about something? And instead of them coming back and saying, oh, I think this, they'll actually tell you how they feel about it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really kind of nice. My daughter, I've got a 9-year-old, and she was saying, you know, I heard Daddy singing Christmas carols today, which, you know, she was surprised too, because that's kind of something. He enjoys Christmas tunes, but he doesn't generally just go around singing them. But
uh-huh.
It's like, it's that Mars retrograde. It's that sweetness kicking in. So.
Oh, that's kind of cool. We all take advantage of it, us women, huh?
I think so. I do. Sorry, Molly, let me have your birth date.
October 24th, 1957.
And do you know your time?
2:37 a.m.
And the place?
Maywood, Illinois.
Okay, and what is your question?
What do you see happening business-wise next year?
Okay. First of all, when you were born, the sun was in 6 degrees of Libra. It had not gotten to Scorpio, if that's where you normally think it is. It is still in Libra. Matter of fact, you've got four things in Libra. Fairness is a real big deal to you. You know, it's like, can't stand it when someone isn't fair. All right, business-wise next year? Another Leo rising. Crack me up. Okay. You're the, third caller tonight, and all of you, even though you've been born, did you say 2:37 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. No matter, even all of you have been born at different times of the day, because of where in the year you've been born, you've all had what's called Leo rising. So when you walk into a room, people notice. You know, you have this natural presence about you. And, again, you know, things, a lot of responsibility, and things got real tough and not a whole lot of fun, you know, starting June of this year. And you're like, man, what the heck is this? So if you have a business, then, you know, it's like, oh, man, you know, I've got to really look at my budget. My money's tightening, or people aren't spending it as freely. You know, it's that kind of stuff. And actually what it'll do, it'll make you a better business person. It'll make you better at what you do. Because you'll focus on it more. Now, starting literally right after Thanksgiving, which is always kind of nice, you've got a year which is going to be considerably more fun, more expansive, more. And when I say a year, I'm talking the 13 months afterwards. It's kind of an astrological year.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have people coming into your life that can help you do what you want to do. Now, does that mean customers? Does that mean contacts? Does that mean people to sell to? Whatever it is that you need, they're coming in.
Oh, okay.
The other thing's going on, especially with this Mars retrograde with you, it's you've had to it's like you're looking back at what you've done in the last year and a half almost, and it's like, okay, now I have to prove that I'm really good at this, somehow take it to the next level. What do you do?
I'm an author.
Oh, terrific. Okay. All right. So if you've got, a book out there already published, you got to get your legs, under it and, get that moving.
Okay.
Pardon me here.
Great.
Excuse me. I am, yes, it has been cold. I'm out walking the dog and loving it, but I thought, I'm like, all right, I've got to do something, bundle up a little bit more. So you've literally got from now to the end of April, but between now and February, anything that you've done in the past to get publicity for, this book or set this up, look at what's worked, do more of that. And what hasn't worked, you don't have to toss it out completely, but put it aside. Don't say, okay, I'm going to go do that again. Look at the stuff that's worked. If nothing has worked as well as you like it to, start looking around at other stuff.
Okay.
Because you do get a redo, and you should be really successful at this, but it just requires, it's not as much fun. Like I said, you might have to throw some money at it, which is always, oh, geez. All right. But you just do what you need to do.
Okay.
Great. Do you want to tell us the title of the book, or?
Actually, it has not been published yet. It's at the printers right now.
No. Well, it's what's it about?
The title of the book is actually "Be Grateful for the Shade."
I love it.
And it's about it's actually a true love story with communications into heaven. So, my husband passed away 3 years ago, and it's a book about our journey, and then the communications with him after he crossed over. So
that is absolutely lovely.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I would love to have you call back in the spring and say, okay, well, I did this, this, and this, and this is how it's doing.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Certainly. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let me see. Where was I going? If you're interested in, all the callers here, if you are interested in reading your sidereal horoscopes every week to say what the differences are as opposed to horoscopes you'd read on most, American mainstream newspapers, you can go to mybirthchart.com. That's mybirthchart.com. And on the right-hand column of the homepage, you'll find horoscopes. And click on that. I update them every Friday. And it will have horoscopes based on the sidereal sun signs. And it does talk a little bit about the planets, but not so much that you think, oh, my gosh, it's like, what is this woman doing here? We're not all astrologers. But, you can always teach old dogs new tricks. People can always learn things and, I feel get better as they do. There is something in there. I do what's called high cycles and low cycles, which are very much like biorhythms. And quite simply, a high cycle is when the moon, the transiting moon that's moving around the sky, is in the same constellation as your sun sign. It's like just, working a little bit, things are working a little bit better. When you're having a low cycle, I call a lay-low cycle, LLC, it's when the moon is in the opposite constellation of your sun sign of when you were born. It does not mean things will go terrific on high cycle days, but daggone it, you can handle anything. And likewise, on low cycle days, it doesn't mean they're going to be really bad days, but like if you're sitting in traffic, it's more apt to irritate you, or someone cuts you off or is a little bit rude to you, you're less likely to handle it as well. So I generally caution people, make it an early night, see the sunny side of things as much as you can. It's a biorhythm thing as much as anything else. When you're up for stuff, that's when you go out and apply for jobs. And, do it when you've got, everything working for you. If you're having a lay-low cycle, a rejection is going to, you're going to take it much more personally as opposed to, 15 people applied for this job, 14 are not going to get it. You know, it's like, all right, well, I'll go on and, you know, get another job somewhere else, kind of thing. So let me see. What else is going on today that I was really excited about? Let's talk about the planet Jupiter. He's a big fun guy. And he is actually switching signs. He will be going into the constellation Sagittarius for about 13 months. And that's what I was just telling Molly on the phone. When Jupiter switches signs, lots of good things coming in. Constellation Sagittarius, the sun is normally in that between December 15th and January 14th. A little bit different than what most of you are used to hearing. And everybody's got Sagittarius somewhere in their chart. So whatever house that our planet or that it's conjuncting or making another aspect to, Jupiter will be rolling into Sagittarius. There will be a section of your life that will change. And you will develop a great deal of expansion in that area. So if it's love life you're looking for and Jupiter is rolling into that fifth house, then love life you will get, or work, or moving somewhere, or a career, whatever has to do with the time of day you were born as much as the day of the year. And that's one reason I ask for time of day. I want to be as accurate as possible when I'm talking to people. And, we go from there. You'll see that. I do have a book out. It's called Gift Giving by the Stars. You can purchase it from searchbythestars.com as well as amazon.com. And pretty soon BBS Radio is going to be having a bazaar, so you'll be able to purchase it through there. And, of course, all sales that come from when you're buying things off of BBS Radio or support BBS Radio, which is wonderful and helps support all of us. And anything you purchase off of mybirthchart.com or searchbythestars.com in part supports this show. Let me see. I've got a book talk coming up on December 1st. If you are local, and local to me is Northern Virginia, I will be. There's a Clifton Candlelight Homes Tour in historic Clifton, Virginia. I will be at the Pink Pantry, which is a coffee shop and tea shop in town, right down there on Main Street. And I think I'll be there from about 3 p.m. to 6 or 6:30 p.m. This is Eastern time, of course, because this is in Clifton, Virginia. But I'll be doing a book talk then, and my next book talk is at one of the Fairfax County Public Libraries in, I think the second week of December, but I don't quite have all the information on that yet. So as soon as I do, that you can find that out on mybirthchart.com, where I put the information up there, or various other places that I am in the area. What else is going on that I was excited about? Oh, this was something I'd mentioned before. And it's one of the reasons I like astrology, because it's practical and it can be applied to people's lives in a very real way, just absolutely. So, for instance, if you are a sidereal sun sign Virgo, and that's usually the planet, the sun's normally going through Virgo somewhere between September 16th to October 17th. And again, and I know those are very different dates than what you're used to hearing. Right now, with Venus being in your constellation, it is a terrific time to go get your passport taken or your driver's license renewed, or, if you've got to go get a badge to get into the office, you can go get that picture taken. Certainly a wonderful time for family pictures. And the reason that is because from the inside out, you kind of have this extra glow. And that's just something I've noticed over the years when Venus is passing through people's suns, the constellation, sun signs, or their rising sign. And again, this would be Virgo rising sidereally, not tropically. If you, say, oh, gee, I know what my chart is. It's got to be sidereal. Then you look prettier. I don't know how else to say it. You just look nicer. And I don't know if it's a confidence that comes from the inside out or what, but you just pose better for the camera. So, and it, you think, well, gee, what good is that? Well, I don't know. I kind of like having a decent picture on my driver's license. it's a small thing, but, you know, it makes me happy. So there you go with that. Let me see. What else? Sidereal Leos are having a tough time now. I've talked about that with the three callers that have called in. If you were born between August 16th to September 16th, and yes, I know there's overlap. When I say Virgo usually starts around September 16th and Leo normally ends around September 16th, it's because the sun could care less about clocks. Doesn't care about international time zones. It doesn't care about leap year. It rolls through when it rolls through. So if you're born on what is a true cusp, one of those days, then, you know, you have to figure out what you are. And that's usually, you know, if you think about it, it becomes obvious. But at any rate, if you are a sun sign Leo, born somewhere approximately August 16th to September 16th, as of last June, life got really serious. It got tough in a lot of ways. Now, it can be tough in a good way. I mean, you could have just given birth to a child, or you could have just gotten this terrific promotion, but now all of a sudden, you can't be everybody's best buddy. You know, you've got to be their boss, too. You could have started a new phase in your school life to where, okay, now they really expect something from me. You know, so whether you went off to college or you went back to get your master's, you know, something, you know, next level of education, your master's degree or something, it's like, okay, I really got to buckle down and do this. A lot of responsibility for those folks. And you will, you know, be feeling this for the next year and a half. And when you look back at this time period, you'll say, wow, you know, that was tough, but it made me who I am now. And that's the blessing of, you know, having hard work to do, having that type of stuff to do. If anyone has got to make a phone call, what's kind of nice with Thanksgiving coming up, and this is a general aspect going on for everybody, but if anyone has to make like a surprise phone call, let's say with Thanksgiving coming up, maybe you want to call someone in the next couple of days and say, hey, look, I'm sorry we've been arguing so much, or we argued in the past, or we haven't got along. Oh, let's make it real. Let's say we're going to get along for Mom's sake and show up at Thanksgiving together. Or, you know, I want the, you know, let the dead bury the dead. I just want to put that stuff behind me. Astrologically, the next 2 days are brilliant for that. And one of the reasons is, actually even the next 3 days, there is in the sky, it's called a grand trine, which means three planets are all 120 degrees away from each other. And it happens to be in the air signs, which are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So you've got Uranus in Aquarius, Mars in Gemini, and Mercury in Libra. And it just sets up this conducive atmosphere to where you can just pick up the phone and talk to the sibling that you've not gotten along with so well, the parent that you haven't, or maybe someone who used to be your friend a long time ago and you guys kind of split, went your own way, and you're thinking, you know, I didn't like the way that ended. You know, it's Thanksgiving, it's there's enough trials and tribulations going on in this world, I don't need to add to it. And you can pick up the phone and call. And they will be more receptive to that phone call. I know a lot of times when people are thinking about, oh, man, how do I get back? You know, how do I, okay, I've done my forgiveness work by myself in my room. You know, how do I make that next step? And, you know, start up a relationship again, or at least just come out and say, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to argue anymore. There are times where it's certainly better for that because it can be scary. You know, you don't want to call someone up and say, look, I would like to get together and be brothers again, you know, or we have to stop fighting. We're in-laws and, you know, we shouldn't fight like this because it doesn't do the family any good. You know, let's stop playing little games. Let's just, you know, be pleasant to each other. If we can't be friends, let's just be pleasant if nothing else. And, you know, part of what goes along with that is that fear of rejection. It's like, well, what if that person, you know, totally shuts me down? Well, I'm saying there's a general aspect now going on in the sky that between now and Thanksgiving, or possibly 18, 19, I'm counting even through Friday, that it is just easy or easier to get back in touch with people. And it's okay, you know. And maybe you've got a type of family who doesn't like to apologize, but it'll be easier just to strike up conversations like you used to do, like you used to have, kind of thing, which is nice. So, at any rate, I hope that helps some people out who've been thinking, I don't know if I want to do this or not, but it should also make Thanksgivings in general across the country and other places that are celebrating a bit more, I don't know, like Norman Rockwell movies. They're like the ideal of Thanksgivings. I know a lot of people, you know, the thought of getting back to, you know, family is like, that's the last thing they want to do. It's fraught with all that emotion. But I think this year, a lot of people may say, man, that went a lot better than what I expected to. One of the things I had been saying since last year, no pun intended with that expression there, is that the troops we'd start seeing the troops coming back more and more as Mars went retrograde. And as it just went retrograde, I expect more troops to start being shipped back over the holidays in particular. And, you know, it's easy to be cynical and say, well, it's all for politics. And personally, I could care less as long as, you know, they come home. But and that's through February. I would expect to see more and more come back. I know Congress vetoed a bill coming through to fund more of the war the other day, and that's part of it. Well, if you don't have any money for it, you can't send troops over there. So that keeps more troops here, or at least where they are, staying put, you know, out of the war zone, and that is a darn good thing. So we'll see more people coming back, which is nice. If you have any questions, you can call in free. What is that number there? I guess it's the same for evenings as it is on days. And that is 877-876-5227. I do not need your full name, just the birth day, the time, and the place is helpful. And if you're asking about another person, I just need their birth day, including the year, the birth, the day, the month, the year, kind of thing to do that. Well, let me see. What else was in the news, which I thought was fairly interesting as far as astrology is concerned, and it's something that's happening. I do a lot of political stuff only because I'm over here on the East Coast, close to Washington, D.C., so we kind of live and breathe it over here. It's kind of hard to get away from. I know I had it. I know it had to do with Jupiter and Mars, so if you hold on 1 minute, because I think with this week in particular, we're all kind of looking for, you know, what could happen, it's the biggest travel day the day before Thanksgiving, the biggest travel day of the year. And you don't want to be stuck out on the highways. You certainly don't want to be stuck at airports. That is not going to do it. I think the whole thing I wanted to talk about was how to pay for the Iraq war, and that, with that Mars retrograde, they just literally voted that Congress just did not want to, you know, fund that. And so now, of course, the Pentagon has got to find out a way to go ahead and cover the expenses. What they may end up doing is closing dozens of domestic military bases to say, okay, well, and we'll funnel that money over there. The problem with that, yes, caller, I hear you. I want to get through with this one sentence. The problem with that, if they close the military bases here at home, that literally puts tens of thousands of defense workers out of jobs, which is really bad for the economy. So I don't know what they're going to do, but it just, we'll say, yes, caller.
Oh, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Thing I want to say, and this is just an insight that I have myself.
Okay.
Is that if you understood the whole conspiracy and everything about it, you would understand that there is absolutely nothing we can do at the physical level to resolve it. But on the other hand, you know, and you would understand it has to be resolved at the Kali level, which is the level, according to the Hindus and the Buddhists, we're in the cage of Kali Yuga. And that means that the dark forces that are at their strongest point right now. It also means they're about to die. So it's going to be resolved at a spiritual level. Now, I'm really inadept at the physical level, so I'd really appreciate getting a reading from you and seeing what you can pick up on me.
Okay, let me have the your birth date.
Birth date, June 20th, 1953, 10:33 a.m., Quincy, Illinois, wartime savings time, which is just like daytime savings time.
Right, right, right.
Okay. I got like 15 squares in my chart.
Okay, let me look up Quincy, okay. In Adams County over there?
What?
Adams County in Quincy, Illinois.
I don't remember. I was just born there. My parents actually lived in Missouri.
Okay.
And Quincy, Illinois is up on top of a tall cliff across the Mississippi River or whatever the river is called up there.
Okay.
So, I have no association with Quincy, Illinois, other than the fact that I was born there.
Okay. Well, that's actually a pretty big one. So there you go. All right. First of all, when you were born, anyone born June 20th of 1963 or any year, the sun had gotten to Gemini. It was in 5 degrees of Gemini. All right. The question, you just want to know what I can see in general?
Yeah, I want you to know what I need to do. My chart is a very strong and powerful chart. Everything is connected with everything else. And it's basically should have killed me like 20 years ago from an astrological viewpoint. But on the other hand, that just means before I came here, I chose to live a very strong challenge. Now, I know that at this point in time, a very powerful change needs to be made. And I have been, every time I've tried to get cooperation, I've been stabbed in the back. And
okay, let me
and
say.
And so, the cycle ain't exactly fine.
Okay.
Because I can go up to Nirvana whenever I want to.
All right.
Because power is power. But,
okay. Let me
I'd just say, like to see,
Michael,
see
Michael.
If you can get some insight on the ordinary world as to what I need to do.
I can do that. That I can do. Okay. First of all, again, a fourth caller tonight with Leo rising, which I find fascinating, but that's mathematical stuff for me. What you have going on, and again, particularly since June, you have had a lot of pressure. Now, I heard you just say stabbed in the back, but I think for the most part, it's just, I don't say anything underhanded except that it's forcing you to, you know, it's boundaries.
It's gotten much better since June, by the way.
Wait a minute, listen, it's forcing
people
you.
People haven't been stabbing me since June.
Okay. Over the next, actually even a couple months, but certainly for the next year and a half, you're going to have to dot all your I's and cross all your T's. If you do something that, you know, it's like you didn't turn in the forms right, and or if you didn't act right or what's socially acceptable, whatever, if you speed when you're driving, you're going to get stopped. it's just, it's one of those time periods. So how do you make the best out of that? It's like, oh, man, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun, particularly when you like to cut up occasionally. How you do that is you say, okay, I'm going to get really good at this game called life. And the way I do that is I find out what the rules are. And then once I know how to play within the rules, I can develop my skills and play really well.
Yeah, you know, I as a lawyer, I know how to play in the rules pretty well. But on the other hand, you're actually right. I'm really bad at details.
Yeah, and this is
when
just
I do magic or other stuff, I skip all the formulas. I just say, hey, where's the shit? I got to take care of it. So I guess I need to learn how to be more formal about it.
Yes, over the next year...
I have a detestation of formal magic.
Okay, over the next year and a half, you'll have to. You've got to pay attention to the details, and you have to follow rules. And again, if you don't, then it's like this big cosmic thing. It says, you've got to learn to, you've got to do this now. And once you do it, then you have all kinds of freedom. But
I understand that Neptune is exactly conjunct with Saturn in my chart.
Transiting? Yes,
Neptune
transiting.
Neptune is exactly conjunct with Saturn in my chart. Saturn is the planet of limitations. Neptune is the planet of imagination.
Okay, you were born June 20th, 1963?
I am 11 and 33.
1963?
And so, I'm an imaginative leader, but I have to bring it down onto the earth.
Well, then you've got to follow the rules. And that, you know, it starts with every day, you know, you get up, you brush your teeth, you comb your hair, you go out and do what you're supposed to do. And you just do it the best you can.
Hard. I had Asperger's syndrome, autism when I was a kid, and I studied and I examined puzzles. And I said, hey, all the answers are wrong. Something's working wrong. I got to find out the answer. And nobody can tell me how to do that. So, hey, you get out of my way. I'm not going to accept any of the conventional stereotypes. So, okay, I guess that means I have to start going along to get along.
For the next year and a half, and you know what?
Get along until now.
It will be...
I can never go along.
It will give you freedom that you have not had before.
Okay, give me some feedback.
I just did.
I got a golden aura and I'm crown chakra and go to the place of divine peace whenever I want to. But on the other hand, the world's real mucked up right now. And what really counts is not any of that, but whether we can make it where the world becomes paradise. And that's what I want to contribute to. I don't want to cause any suffering. I want to work with people. I haven't been able to do that. It makes me feel sad.
Then dot your I's and cross your T's.
But at any rate, okay, so I have to dot my I's and cross my T's.
And then,
and
my
since
dear.
Since I was born in 1953, I was actually trained how to do that. We learned all the formal skills back then. So,
okay.
I have to restrain myself and deal with the world, what the world can understand. I also have to really do what I do, which is to be a divine cloud and listen to people like psychics like you, because I've been trying for 40 years to learn how to communicate with the world, but I have failed. And you have succeeded. So I say namaste to you. Aloha, alohui.
Michael, I would suggest an early night now, and that drink a couple glasses of water before you go to bed, my dear, and tomorrow morning the world should look better. We're almost out of time here. I'm going to have to say goodbye. This is Deb, the Horoscope Lady, and you can check out my free weekly sidereal horoscopes every week, updated on Fridays at mybirthchart.com and searchbythestars.com. And sales from both of those sites help support this show. Thanks so much, and bye now.